And here I go with another intrepid hypothesis. Remember, I'm only suggesting hints to stimulate your own thinking. But this is a hint and a half. Isn't it just possible that by reapplying those same transformational rules of deletion, permutation, and so on, to a linguistic surface structure or sentence, we can transform it into a new super surface, an aesthetic surface, namely poetry? And once we have established this aesthetic surface structure above and beyond the prose Chomskyan surface, then we can have a true parallel with music, poetry. It means making an extra push, or better, taking a leap, a metaphorical leap into the super surface structure of art. Super surface structure. Talk about the traps of terminology. Let's see if I can say it differently, avoiding the trap. We are speaking of surface structures, musical and verbal. They are unlike for the following reason. A verbal surface structure or prose sentence can be converted into verbal art by certain transformational processes, whereas musical surface structure already is musical art, has already been converted by those same processes. But converted from what? From musical prose? What is musical prose? Is there such a thing?